This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday. That means it is time for a weekly visit with our local health unit. And joining us today on the line, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds Grantville and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Always a pleasure.
And also joining us, again, a frequent guest, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector with the Health Unit. Thanks for being here, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
We are talking about cold weather. Winter weather will be here soon. It really will be. And actually, today we got a nice little taste of it. And the Health Unit wants to make sure that we're prepared. And you know, it kind of goes to Dr. Lee, like getting your car ready for the winter weather. It's so often that we don't really get ourselves ready for winter weather, and the Health Unit does play a role in that.
Yeah, I love this idea of actually, like, you know, getting your car ready, getting yourself ready, getting your house, getting your family ready. All of that, I think, you know, is nothing new. Everyone living in this area, we know the seasons come, the seasons go. The winter brings different things to consider for your own health. And it really, you know, the things that we think about in the winter here at the Health Unit is injury prevention and emergency preparedness as the big topic. So under injury prevention, we're thinking about, you know, falls, also motor vehicle collisions and other sorts of road issues. In terms of emergency preparedness, we're thinking about extreme cold, storms, that sort of thing. And so there's lots of things that people can do to prepare themselves, their family, their pets, for storms and other types of winter risks. And we know that, for example, falls can lead to injuries. We can have different infrastructure risks as well, so power outages. People, especially if a storm is coming, there might be risk of delay in supplies. So food and medication are the big two that we like to warn people about. And then, of course, road conditions being something else to consider in the winter, both for yourself in terms of if you're out on the road walking, as well as if you're the one driving and the risk of collisions that way.
Now, I have to say the Health Unit is very, very good. Whenever something like a major storm is coming, all we do is ask, and you folks provide us commentary so that we can remind our listeners what to do. But it is good to go over these things and just to start getting our heads back into that headspace, because I know some people still feel like it's almost summer. But I mean, it's hard to believe we're in November and Christmas is right around the corner. But let's talk about a couple of these in greater detail. So Dr. Lee, let's talk a little bit about preventing accidents and falls.
Yeah. So we can start with driving. So first of all, driving tips and tricks for the winter. Having winter tires is certainly something that, especially in rural parts of our region, I think most people are pretty prepared with tires. Now is the time, if you haven't already gotten your winter tires on, to plan for that to happen. Checking the weather reports and road conditions before you go out, and the road conditions can change through the day, as we know. And so checking it frequently throughout the day if you're heading out, especially for long distances. Having an emergency kit in your car. So I think it's one of those things that lots of people know that that's good, but haven't necessarily gotten around to it. So consider this your reminder to go and stock your emergency kit, or check on your kit if you have one, to make sure that all the components work. If you have battery operated components, checking the batteries. Having a shovel, a scraper, a physical map, because if you run out of batteries on your phone, then a map on your phone won't help you. Having some sort of bright colored cloth so that people can find you potentially if your car gets stuck in a ditch or something. Having a first aid kit, having booster tables, matches, candles, and some sort of non-perishable high protein food, and keeping it stocked so that, you know, if you're eating it throughout the winter, like I have bars that I keep in the car and then I snack on them during the winter. So restocking them is really important. And then having also backup set of clothes, especially jackets, blankets, that sort of thing. If you get wet, you can change into those clothes to stay warm, as well as if you need extra layers. All of these things, having them in the car can be really critical. And as well, in terms of slips and falls from ice and snow, thinking about having the right footwear, keeping your pathways clear, especially in and around the house, making sure you have good lighting so you can see where you're going and see if there's anything in front of you that might trip you up. And then also other things that you can do to prevent slipping, either having a walking aid, such as a cane, and making sure that you have gripper on your cane if it's slippery, or else even having grippers for your boots, and having salt and sand on those pathways. All of those things can help prevent slipping. As far as shoveling snow, the big thing to keep in mind is that snow shoveling increases the risk of cardiac events, especially heart attacks. And so it's important to take frequent breaks if you're shoveling snow, and not wait until you're feeling, pre-think about your breaks. Take the time that you need. And lift less than you think you can, because that'll help with both your back as well as your heart. And then also bend with your knees and not your back, so as to help your back as well. All things that I think people know, but these are just the reminders that we do every year.
Thank you for that, Dr. Lee. Now, Kim, what can we do to be prepared if there are storms? Now, there are several things that come to mind right away.
Yeah, for sure. And we have to remember the storm last Christmas, the all that snow we got, and then a few in over the winter as well. So the biggest thing, like Dr. Lee had already mentioned, is listen to the weather forecasts. Our local news and weather broadcasters are a great source of information for us locally, in regard to the timing of incoming storms and how severe those storms will be. So it is important to check your weather daily during the winter season, and have the emergency kit ready to go, not just in your car, which we already talked about, but also in your home. And there's great checklists on it's called getprepared.ca. Government of Canada website, and there's a really great checklist on what emergency items you would want as part of your emergency kit. But a few things, a sufficient amount of non-perishable foods, so that if the power goes out and you're not able to cook food, then it's, at least you do have a source of food, a supply of bottled water. If you're on any medication, or if you have pets that might be on medication, make sure you include some of those items, blankets, clothing, a first aid kit, a flashlight and extra batteries, and then a portable radio as well, so you can hear what's going on in your community. And if in the event you have to go to a shelter or a warming center, then at least you'll know where to find those. And most importantly, don't forget about your friends and neighbors. Use the buddy system and check on your friends and neighbors and family regularly to make sure that they're coping with whatever situation might be arising. Oftentimes, many of us do have generators as part of our homes now. I think we've learned from the past, but if you are running a generator, make sure that you are using it outdoors and not running it in your garage or inside your house. Whenever there's the burning of gas, carbon monoxide is always a risk. So you want to make sure that you're not putting your family at risk from any other health or safety emergencies because of using a generator. And the same with a barbecue as well. They're a great way of cooking food while the power is out. But again, barbecues can be a source of carbon monoxide and also a fire hazard. So if you are using a barbecue, make sure that it is outside and not in your garage or in your home.
Dr. Lee, maybe you can give us some tips for preparing for extreme cold weather. We know it's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots that people can do. So first of all, covering up exposed areas. Such as your ears, your nose, your cheeks. So lots of things on your face, thinking about things that you can use, such as hats or earmuffs. And then as well, your hands and your fingers, and especially having gloves. And for cold weather, mitts are actually better than gloves because all your fingers can be sort of all together. Changing to dry clothes quickly. So I mentioned, you know, if you get wet, having a change of clothes in your car. But in general, humidity, or if you get wet and you're in the cold, you actually lose a lot more heat much more quickly that way. And so having dry clothes is really important. And especially think about shoes, right? So having dry shoes and dry socks is really important. Avoid, speaking of shoes, tight footwear or socks that impair circulation, as well as tight clothing anywhere else that decrease circulation. And then also being able to find shelter where you can if you're outdoors. Having a hill in your embankment or a tree or some other shield to help, I guess, the wind, because wind can really make a difference in the how quickly you lose your body heat as well. And the last thing to know is having a buddy system or thinking about the people around you, your friends, your neighbors, your family, and checking in every once in a while, especially if the weather is going to be bad or, you know, somebody is going to be outdoors for some time, just checking in periodically, touching base to say, hey, I'm okay. Do you need to take a break? How are you doing, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, Kim, if people would like to get some more information, what's the best way to do that?
Of course, we have lots of information on our website at healthunit.org. And then we do have a couple of health information pages called Emergency Preparedness and also Exposure to Hot and Cold Temperatures. So both of those web pages have fantastic information on being prepared for cold weather. And then, of course, you can also connect with us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at LGL Health Unit. And if you have any further questions, you can give us a call at 1-800-660-5853.
And you mentioned earlier, too, that getprepared.gc.ca. That is a great site. I've used it several times.
It is a great site, and it's got a fantastic checklist on there. So it's great to follow that checklist and be prepared.
Absolutely. Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, Kim McCann, Senior Public Health Inspector, thanks so much for being here. We look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Take care.
I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening to In Focus. A reminder, you can catch this episode and others at lanarkleadstoday.ca. Have a wonderful afternoon.